got it.
Oh. I'm going to keep it in, I swear to God. Oh, okay.
I like that.
Hello, sweet listeners. Thank you all for joining me, your host, Kay McCoy, here on today's special episode of the Story Station podcast. As you can see, we are a little out there today. And I am joined by three other ladies that are taking part in a very special project with me this December. It's called the Holiday Bliss Anthology. And again, your favorite host, aka me, will also be featured as an author in this anthology. So I'm not going to start with myself because I feel like that would be a bit much, but I am going to go ahead and let the ladies choose in the order which y'all want to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is E.A. Noble, and I write queer fantasy for the culture. My debut novel, When Blood Meets Earth, came out October 15th, 2023 of this year. If you like magic, faraway places, dragons, elemental magic, and political drama, just drama all together, I am your girl. And that's about it.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it is Mo Flames. I'm that one that leaves fire between the sheets, literally. I write, contemporary romance, that's romantic suspense, why choose, and just dabbled in some BDSM. Since your girl brought up her book, we put up the one I just had. Look, wait, hold on, let's see. My background blocking.
Background.
Look my background, hold up, my background messing me up. It just ruined my background. Hold on, I gotta take my background off. Y'all need to see this. Look, all right. Love and A minor. It was ruining. So Love and A minor that just dropped in October. That's my most recent release. But I am the author of the Enough series, and also I have a book that's dropping December 13th. Make sure you guys check that out. Reckless Desire. You can follow me on all my socials, IG. Let's see, Facebook, TikTok, I'm everywhere. Just put in Mo Flames. You can find me.
My name is Sharonda Sharp. I am a writer by passion, not by trade, which means I've yet to get paid for my writing yet, but it's on the way. Come on, somebody. I have self-published 2 books of poetry, and right now I am working on a fiction work right now that is hopefully coming out in January. And I am one of your authors in the Holiday Bliss Anthology. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Passion of the Scribe, T-H-A, on all my socials.
Here is our book. I'm going to bring it up online, but this is the book cover because I need to hit y'all with that real quick. Look at that. So before we get started, what are your thoughts on the experience so far being a part of this holiday anthology? And no, this is not feedback. This is just your general idea about the whole process thus far.
Hold on, give me my pen and paper. I need to give you some feedback.
I'm getting feedback. We get feedback, don't you?
No. I rebuke you.
I guess I'll go first then. I think we're just going, around the way.
Start with EAB then.
So my experience in this anthology.
Oh, okay.
My experience in this anthology was a good one. This is my first real anthology that I participated in. And it was actually quite easy. I didn't feel like I didn't have to do anything. Our lovely host did most of the background work, and I just had to make sure I presented a great story that represented my voice, the genre that I write in, and just stay authentic to me. And I submitted my story, The Perfect Snow Globe, and it was approved, it was loved, and that was it. from that point, it was just smooth sailings. It actually felt kind of nice. It made me feel like I want to get a PA or something, because when I had to do this on my own, it was worse. It was horrible. But now I'm participating in an anthology, and there is a manager and doing all the background work. They got graphics.
Right? You get graphics too. That's true.
Listen, it was. I felt like this is how I want to feel all the time.
Yeah.
So it was great for me.
Yeah. Well, I have to echo the same thing. This isn't my first time to actually deal with Penn and Valley. This is my second go round. If you didn't know, my first one was during the Valentine's Day anthology with Penn and Valley. So this is my second time I get to bring bring in a favorite couple, Derek and Desiree. So that's exciting. For me, it's exciting always to be a part of this. Of course, like EA said, we have Kay McCoy being our project manager. It's a fun thing to be a part of because she is handling all of the things that you don't want to do, which is graphics. I don't always like doing graphics. That's why I have a PA. So you should get one. They're fun to have. You don't have to sit up here and do all that stuff. So yeah, I applaud her. I do not want to do that part. If you need me to do anything else, I'll do. But this project management stuff, so I do. I love this part of it. I enjoy doing that. I have talented other authors that are on this anthology with me. Again, I'm looking forward to sharing some nice stories. Just excited because it's that time of the year, you know, people, you know, festive. I'm looking forward to reading the stories. I haven't had a chance to read the story, believe it or not. So I'm excited to read the stories and see what we have this time. I know they're different. I know everyone's bringing a different thing. So, but as far as the anthology in this entirety, it's been smooth sailing all over again. So kudos to UK for putting this together again and for it to be a great opportunity for us to showcase our skills to the world again.
Anthology experience. When Mo invited me to be a part of it, I thought I was being pranked. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was like, who is this in my inbox? Like, what is happening right now? But it was an honor and a privilege to be a part of it. And the timing couldn't have been more perfect because I was thinking about doing a Christmas story anyway. So then here she come, because, you know, God be right on time when he be on time and stuff. And so now I got to be a part of something, tell a story that I wanted to tell. And like she said, I didn't have to do nothing. Write the story and submit it. And I'm out. Like, because you would think Canva is easy doing stuff like that. And it's really not. So my ministry. This is why I didn't go into the arts. So... but it's been a great experience thus far, and really smooth sailing. Just, you know, you give me my timelines and I'm able to meet them, and that helps a lot with the pressure of any pressure I will put on myself, honestly. So it's an honor and a privilege to be here, and I can't wait to read the anthology as well.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, well, that is good to know. So, all right. Our next question. Whose anthology are you most looking forward to reading besides your own? Because you already read yours, so you can't say that for yourself.
I'm not trying to be diplomatic, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to read everybody. The heck? Like, I want to read everyone's. I want to read the chemistry and the drama and the romance and how each author navigates what Christmas is and what love is and what romance is and how they overcome certain things during this holiday, because you know, Christmas is wild and crazy. Family, friends, breakups, makeups, surprises. I want to know. I'm looking forward to read each story. So sorry if that was a diplomatic answer, like, oh, all stories matter. but it really does. I really want to read it.
No, I'm with EA. I'm not, I wanted to read everybody's story anyway, because I'm like, the fact that Sharonda, like she said, bringing Sharonda in, I was excited to even know she wanted to participate. EA doing this, always, you know, a pleasure to read her story. So it's different to have shorter stories, and just, I'm excited. I just wanted to read. And that is, you're being boxed into a story, a season. Mm-hmm. You know how we get to choose a certain time, you know, it's like, this is a trope, but it's one time of the year to have to stick in. It's like, how do you craft a story for this season? So I'm really curious to see everybody's story, what you guys come up with, what you do, what's going on. Like you said, it's that time of the year. What are we crafting? Are we crafting the type of story where someone is in love, finding love on that day, family? Just I'm excited. I'm just to see what everybody else is doing. So because I was in my laptop, like, I want my story to hit. So I don't know if you guys wanted your story to hit. So I'm excited to see what everybody did.
Same. Once I saw who I was in the company of, I was like, okay, I gotta come real strong with whatever it is that I put on this paper. I'm definitely looking forward to reading everybody's story. Sorry to be diplomatic as well. I don't play favorites like that. I want to read everybody's story. I want to see how you formulate a love story in the midst of like one of the craziest, most whimsical or dramatic seasons of the year. And you know, and also, even though it is a trope, it's like you feel like everything's already been done before, so how do you tweak it and put your own spin on it? That's what I'm definitely most interested in seeing. Because listen, I'm a Hallmark girl. I'm gonna watch all the cheesy movies. They all gonna be the same four people in every movie. But you're going to find the little things that's different. And so I know we all have taken this and tweaked it our own little way and put our own little spin on it. And I can't wait to see what that looks like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for a bunch of spicy and steamy authors, y'all are very wholesome, because those are some wholesome ass answers. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't say I'm a spicy writer. I say I'm a crack door. I'm a crack door tease. I'm a peekaboo. I'm a peek hole. You look into a little hole, but you can't look.
That's a new one.
I'm a crack door. I love it.
Author, I'm not closed door. I'm not open door.
Like fingers in the blinds. Like, what y'all doing in there? Oh, okay.
And there's a timer too. Just know there's a timer, so you better get your feel before it runs out.
I love it.
All right. I guess for the season, I let it slide. It's fine. So, real quick, can you all share like a little hint as to what your story is about? That could be either the trope, the title, or whatever you think is going to really hit with readers.
Oh, damn, now I wish I didn't go first. Shoot, who made this organ?
Who said it? Go, girl, go, EA. Go first. Right.
You got it.
I ain't say nothing like that. No, I'm just kidding. So my cute little hook for my story is, what's love without two shots? One to the head and one to the heart. And my blurb, my little short blurb is, he wanted Emily, needed to have her, be near her. And if the choice was to lose her or force himself into her perfect snow globe of a world, then he would grit his teeth and do so, even if it hurt. Luckily, he liked pain and torture. So my story is about a couple that is struggling in their marriage during Christmas that happened to be a post-apocalypse theme. So yeah, Christmas is difficult. Add ending marriage, add apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, I don't have it right in front of me with my tagline and all that. You can't so prepare, EA. I don't know. If you have my stuff in front of you, give it to me. You can read mine. But you can't so prepare. And because I'm in the middle of writing another manuscript,
you know, and finishing it. Stay ready. You won't be here.
Hey, hey, I've been doing this a look. And I have way more than you. I should know these things, right? But no, so... And I feel like I should know this, but you know, this is really that time of the year, your family, you get together and you don't expect things to go wrong, but everything that can possibly go wrong could go wrong. And that's the way I'm looking at the Christmas with the Carters. So, but at the same time, we find out some wonderful news. So you join Derek and Desiree when they bring their two families together for the first time. And if you follow my Enough series, you will know this is going to be pretty huge because you get the Carters and the Thompsons together. And like I said, anything that can possibly go wrong kind of goes wrong. And they have to, you know, take some of that Christmas Kringle-y type things and see if we can fix it before the, you know, before Christmas Day. They have an unexpected guest with an S, some unexpected guests, and you know, and see how they deal with that. And in the end, and at the same time, get some like, surprising news from a couple of things. So yeah, that's kind of it.
All right, so. I can't even believe that I remember my tagline because my memory is terrible. It says, when the lines of professional blur into personal, the lights might not be the only thing getting tangled in the tinsel. That's the tagline. So it follows my main character is Letitia. She is, I did one for the plus size girlies this Christmas. Come on. And she's an entrepreneur, she's an event planner, and so she's planning this big Christmas party for the mayor and her contractor, who's her sound and engineering guy. This guy just disappears without a trace, like 2 weeks up until the event. And so his replacement comes in, and the replacement happens to be a guy that she used to crush on back in the day when they were in high school together.
Oh, wow.
And then it slowly unfolds from there. So over the course of 2 weeks, a lot of secret feelings get revealed. A lot of exchanges happen. A lot of buildup. It's kind of a slow burn, but it keeps you intrigued the whole way through. And as far as family goes, she got a messy older sister that y'all probably not going to like. I apologize in advance.
No, don't apologize for messy, messy. I love messy. Mayhem is my middle name, girl. Love some messy.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was nice. I'm glad y'all got y'all teasers in. And one more time for the one time, remind everybody where they can find y'all on social media and all that good stuff before we close for today.
Okay, well, for me, just EA Noble, that's on most of my social media. So if you want to follow me on TikTok, I think it's author EA Noble. And then Facebook is EA Noble. I have a Facebook reader group as well if you want to come. And we talk and have fun in there as well. You can find me on my website, the eajournal.me. Again, it's .me. A lot of people like to put the .com in there. They're just like, we can't find your website. .me.
That's why.
eajournal.me. So that's where you can stay up to date and sign up for any future works that I have coming out next year. I'm currently working on book 2, When Fire Meets Fire, and I'm also working on a new release that's coming out called Supersized Bubblegum, about 4 fat chicks gaining superpowers from eating bubblegum. Yum, yum, yum. So if you want to stay connected with me, definitely follow my social media,
is EA Noble. And for me, I am moflames.com. not me.com. MoFlames.com. Sign up for my newsletter. That way you can follow up with anything that I'm doing, where I'm going to be all of 2024, because yes, I'm back out in these literary streets on all social medias. It's either MoFlames_author or MoFlames, and that is on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I think I have real estate everywhere. Just look it up. You can find me. And like I said, I have a book coming out in next week, Reckless Desire. So make sure that you guys are checking it out. Pre-order it. Look, put this back up here. I can't see it, but Love and A Minor. I'm not going to take down my background, but Love and A Minor. Make sure you cop that. But yeah.
I am Sharonda Sharp. I am Passion of the Scribe on Instagram. And on Facebook, I am Sharonda L. Sharp, the Passionate Scribe. You can find me anywhere. There's links on one page leading to the other one, wherever you go. I have two collections of poetry that I published that will be dropping this month. And then I have two romantic fiction projects aimed to come out at the top of 2024. January and February, if all things work out. And I am rocking and rolling. I'm cranking it up. And that will be my debut novel that I'm bringing out in January. So I am hoping that all things work together for my good. All right.
Hey.
That's what's up. Okay. But thank you, everybody, for joining me. And thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Story Station Podcast. I'm Kay McCoy, your host and also featured author in this anthology. So y'all go ahead, pre-order your copies now. Now they are available for pre-order online. And yes, they are on Zon. I know a lot of people be like, well, Kay McCoy, you don't like to. That's not the point. That's where y'all read. That's where I'm going to be. So thank you all so much for today, and I hope to see you in our next episode. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.